place, so I recorded it. So that's 3 quarters. I got up early this morning around 5 o'clock and sat down with coffee and watched the rest of the game. And before go to one of the summaries, so that way, in essence, I was. Anyway, back to you, Tom, W2DGB.
Yeah, okay, I was just dragging my feet there. I was listening to Joe, W3GMS, earlier on 3705 kilohertz AM with Dave, KA2J. So I don't know if Joe's going to come up here eventually or not. So I have nothing further. I'm just enjoying the nice weather, yeah. This is warm weather, isn't it, Bill? It was very nice. So I'll get out there later and bring in some more firewood. I don't know if I'll run the fireplace anymore this weekend, so I've run it two nights now, and we don't do it too many times during the winter. It's not for heating, just for decoration and fun. About 5-6 times a year we run during the winter the fireplace. So over to you, Doug. And I guess I think you're net control today. I see it's 9:28. This digital clock, atomic discipline clock, does not show the second. There, it just changed to 9:29. So we have less than a minute. So over to WA3DST.
Okay, very good, Tom. WA3KLR in the group, WA3DST. And I will be recording the net this morning on this first day of, first bed of 2015. I like to record it once in a while, and I put the recordings out on the internet. There's some very old recordings out there from net controls of the distant past, including Hoagie and Al, and I wanted to record the net, and it's easy to record when I'm not home because I'm actually using my receiver in Pennsylvania, so it's recording what the receiver hears in Pennsylvania, and that works out very well. And Tom, I guess I emailed you. I did get all of the Philmont archives from the past, and very interesting looking through them. I have some articles that your dad wrote, and I'll be scanning all that stuff, and I certainly will share it with you and everyone else. So go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Do you still need some of my old blurbs?
Probably not, but I will go through and see what where there's any holes in the archive.
Okay, well, you have an email of what I have, and before I forget, maybe I can meet you halfway in the Doylestown area sometime this weekend with that 10-meter antenna. Over.
Well, it depends when we come home. I'm in Cape May. I'm not sure when we're coming back up, but if we get up there and we're up there on Sunday, that may work out. Go ahead.
Okay. I didn't realize you were in Cape May when you first came on. You're 20 over. You are a little bit lower now. All right. It's 931 WA3KLR.
Okay, this is WA3DSP in Cape May, and this is the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, which meets on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9:30 a.m. And this is the first net of 2015. I am recording the net this morning. So hopefully we'll have some check-ins and can, once it's recorded, I'll edit it and put it out on the internet. And I'll remind everybody that there are other recordings out there on my website of past nets going back many years that you can listen to if you desire. All right, I have W2DGB and WA3KLR already checked in. And we'll start this morning with the four-call-letter area. Any stations in the four-call-letter area wishing to check in? WA3DSP.
K4KRE, good morning.
Okay, good morning, Paul, K4KRE, and good signal to my receiver up in Pennsylvania. Hopefully you're copying me all right. And I might also tell everyone that I may sound like a disaster with my voice, but it doesn't hurt to talk. And I'm getting over a cold, so it's kind of draining out, and it's getting into my throat a little bit, and that's causing this to happen. But I am feeling much better, and the cold only lasted about 2 or 3 days, which is good. We're on the mend here. All right, we'll go to the three-call-letter area. As I mentioned, I have Tom. Anyone else in the three-call-letter area for check-in to the Bruce Kelly AWA net, WA3DSP?
WA3YNW.
53, Juliet Whiskey.
W3OLV.
WA8STK.
K3 George Baker, able K3GBA. Check me in and out. Good morning to the net. And 73 all around. K3GBA portable.
Okay, very good. Good morning to you, Bill. WA3YNW. Jeff, W3JW. W3OLV, Floyd, WA8FTK, Larry, and Sam, good morning to you, in and out, happy new year to all of you, Sam, if you have anything to say, don't hesitate to come back in later. Hopefully you're copying us all okay. All right, we'll go to the two-call letter area. I do have Bill, W2DGB, any other two-call letter area check-ins this morning for the Bruce Kelly AWA net? WA3DSP. Nothing heard. How about the one call letter area for the net this morning? WA3DSP.
10-1-MTC. Good morning.
Yeah, K1-MTC. Good signal this morning. Into my Pennsylvania receiver. Good to hear you, Mike. Are you copying us okay?
Yes, we have a noise level, but I'm 2-5 copy so far, over.
Okay, well, we'll put you at the top of the list just to make sure we don't lose you, and hopefully you can get a transmission in there. All right, any other stations from anywhere for the Bruce Kelly AWA net, WA3DSP? Okay, very good. And I remind everybody that we are recording the net this morning. So if you want to say anything for posterity, feel free to. And I wanted to also mention it's 42 degrees and cloudy here in Cape May, 33 degrees up in Richboro this morning. So we'll start the net this morning with K1MPC Mike. And Mike, you turn it to Bill, W2DGB. That worked out good because I'm sure he copies you. And Bill, you turn it to Tom, WA3KLR, to Paul, K4KRE, to Bill, WA3YNW, to Jeff, W3JW, to Floyd, W3OLV, to Larry, WA8FTK. And Larry, you're the end of the list here this morning. So, Mike, pick it up and tell us how you've been. We haven't talked to you in a while, and hopefully everything is all right in your area up there. And Happy New Year to everyone. K1MPC and the Bruce Kelly AWA net, WA3DSP, K-May.
I haven't been on that, but I've tried several times that due to the noise level of population, it's been very difficult. I know what I'm saying here, boys, that's not so bad, it's not violent. The weather down here is 95 degrees. Didn't make it to see the ball drop this year. So things are well here. I'm enjoying the ride. I'm going out 3885 a lot. And I'm just about to finish the power supply for the CBS-60. Looking forward to getting that on. So not too much more to add, but, you know, appreciate your listening and early for all the bandits for cooperating. I just want to wish everyone a very, very, very happy and prosperous and healthy New Year. And guys of the Poconos with Dr. Bill, WCGB, from KWGC, and Bruce Kelly Memorial
Center. Okay, Mike, very good. K1MPC. And the group, W2DGB. First of all, Happy New Year to everyone. And we're still in a Happy New Year state of mind. So we wish all you fellows the best of 2015 year. And hope that things go well for you. Let's see here. And Mike, it is very good to hear you. We haven't, on this net, I've heard you on 40 meters, of course, on that net. And I don't know about the 160-meter net, if you get on that or not. But you have a nice signal today. The band is quiet. In fact, all signals are coming through nicely. Paul is doing a good job. And it's at the point now where if Paul is down in my noise level or there's a problem, I know that there's something strange going on because now Paul nowadays is doing very well indeed up here in the Poconos. Let's see here. Weather-wise, we're at 33 degrees on the south side of the house. We've had some sun this morning, but now it's clouded up. And it's quiet out there. And the great thing is, guys, that we have no snow or ice on the ground in my part of the world. So that means that we're well along in the winter season, and we still don't have to fight any significant amount of snow, except for that one aberrant nor'easter that came through. Mike, on your noise problem, I want to call your attention to a very special loop that a couple of the guys in the Philadelphia area have. W3NE has one, and Joe Fell bought one, W3GMS. And I talked to Joe the other day about it, and he has it mounted temporarily 70-some feet from the house. And he says that it makes a significant difference in his noise problem. Noise drops from S7 down to S1, that type of thing. So you might want to inquire about it. It's, I think, is well worthwhile for anybody that has significant noise problems. As far as yesterday goes, one of my alma maters, Ohio State was playing Alabama in the Sugar Bowl, and it was last night. This thing didn't start until 9 o'clock, so around 10:30 I put the thing on record and went to bed. I got up earlier this morning and watched the game without checking ahead of time who won, and I fully expected Alabama to walk away with it, and they didn't. Ohio State won the thing, and it was a cliffhanger right up to the very end. And it's a remarkable performance. They're going to play Oregon for the national championship sometime in the second week of January. And Ohio State is definitely the underdog. And I watched Oregon yesterday, and they're remarkable. There's no getting around it. Well, at any rate, so what else do we have?
Nothing at the moment, so let's pass it on to... Get my ducks lined up here. WA3KLR, Tom. I should know that. W2DGB.
Yeah, okay, Bill. W2DGB and the first net of 2015 from WA3KLR. Well, good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year again. Okay, on your cold dog, yeah, I had, I guess, one here for probably a week or two. Probably still have a tail end of it, but I never get strong symptoms, and but I was very tired starting Christmas Eve. We were up quite late, and I was only out of work Tuesday. I got up Tuesday morning, and my head was quite cloudy feeling, and there's no way I told myself I'm going to be Tuesday. Went back to work Wednesday, worked all day till 6. Nicole was off Wednesday, but she's at work today, Friday. Mike, K1MTC, I've heard you on AM several times. You have a good signal, stronger than you do here on sideband. And, of course, it's always a surprise somebody who you've been working on sideband only for years, and then to hear them on AM, like Jeff, JW, and hear a different tonal rendition of the voice, is always a an interesting and pleasant surprise to hear somebody on AM. So we'll be doing odds and ends around here today, and nothing else to report. So, Doug, okay on maybe rendezvousing with you Sunday. With that, over to Paul. K4KRE from WA3KLR with the AWA net.
WA3KLR.
In the AWA, K4KRE.
Okay, good to hear you on there, Tom. Don't get to too often to do that. Say happy New Year to all.
We had a quiet one here, all by myself, and didn't wait up for the festivities.
We did hear the booms around midnight, as Jeff was talking about the other day. Let's see, 31 degrees earlier this morning, and mixed cloudy and sunny. Not bad weather at all. As far as winter weather, commenting in the paper today that we had a very snow-free December. Most of the time we don't have a whole lot of snow during December anyhow, but this time. Well, I think DC had a few flurries.
I remember seeing that on TV, but
where I'm located, we haven't had any, except maybe a flake or two here and there. We usually get our major snow in February and March. Nothing much going on here, radio-wise. Kind of winding down from the holiday here, and in another day or so we'll have to start cleaning up, take the tree down and lights and all that. So it'll be a while before we get back to some radio stuff here. So I'm going to make this my only transmission. We'll say 7-3. I do have to go out here. So over to Bill. I wanted to comment to Bill DGP, a very good signal here today, stronger, much stronger than usual, and over to Bill number two, is Bill of the South, or whatever, WA3YNW, and the AWA K4KRE.
Real fine, Paul, K4KRE, AWA Bruce coming at WA3YNW. Well, 73, have a nice weekend coming up. Okie doke. Well, we're sitting at 39 degrees right now. Kind of cloudy and overcast. Don't think we're supposed to get any rain today, but believe they're hot for something tomorrow evening. Bill, glad that your alma mater won the football game, so I know that does you good to see that. Anyway, as far as New Year's is concerned, we didn't do a whole lot. Wife and I went out for New Year's supper, so to speak. Came home and watched some of Downton Abbey. We've been hung up on that show. We've got all four seasons that season comes out for long, so I guess we'll be getting that too. So really quite a lifestyle that that crowd led back in, and I guess still do to a point. Anyway, don't have too much more to add than that, so I'll keep it short and pass it down to Mr. Jeff. Jeff, how's it? Well, I was going to say sunny south, but probably not too sunny down there either. W3JW. And the AWA Bruce Kelly, that WA31W, and Tom, I hear you on this morning. Go ahead, Jeff.
Roger, Bill. WA3YNW and the AWA first net of 2015. A happy new year to all. This is W3JW. And particularly good to have Tom, KLR, and Mike, K1MPC, up in North Reading. You're putting a good signal down here this morning, Mike, and we've got a solid copy on you, but nowhere near as good as when you crank up the Valiant on the AM net. Well, we sort of did the same thing a lot of you other guys did on New Year's Eve. It got to be about 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and there wasn't anything that I wanted to look at on TV until the ball dropped, signifying the start of the new year. And I couldn't justify staying up. I guess I could have come in here and worked straight key night, but I'm not sure I can put my fingers on my trusty, venerable old J38 key at the moment. There are two or three spots where I could have stored it, but anyway, we didn't. But all we heard is the pops, bangs, and crashes of fireworks nuts around midnight, too. So we were semi-conscious at the time the new year started. Hope everybody has a good year with their vintage radios going forward. Well, we know that Bill of the North, a.k.a. Groundhog Gulch Bill, and Larry over on the Eastern Shore will be having a real good time because their schools went to winning results there yesterday. We didn't watch either of them. We get our TV over the air. So we have no access to ESPN. And certainly wouldn't pay for it if we did have access to it. So we didn't watch. We did check the score of the Oregon-Florida State game early on the internet. And at the halftime, it was apparent to me from the scores and statistics generated to that point in time that unless something changed dramatically, Oregon was going to win. Interestingly enough, I would have been on the losing side if I were a betting man on both of those. I would have bet for Florida State and Alabama. Oh, well, now you know why I don't play the lottery. Anyway, I'm sure that, Larry, you were over there dancing with Lennox. No, it's not Lennox. The cat's name is Lexus. Dancing with Lexus. Around the house there when Ohio State won. Anyway, Doug, we got up early and ran our errands this morning at 0:30, so we would be here in case you needed help. But I gather maybe your cold and upper respiratory disturbance there maybe scared off your visitors. They decided they didn't want to come down with the bubonic plague or whatever it is you're fighting there. You do sound a little bit out of sorts, but I'm glad it isn't a painful situation for you. Okay, let's turn it up to Floyd, W3OLV in the group, W3JW.
W3JW in the group, W3OLV, solid copy here, all safe of fighting business. When I called in, I forgot I had the linear off, and usually this Kenwood, when in the mode for driving the linear, I have the mic gain way down. I never pushed the linear to full output. And, of course, running the thing without the linear with the mic gain down is not too good. So we either we have to crank the mic gain up or put the linear on. So we put the linear on. That took care of that. So I'm surprised that most people heard me with as low an output as I had. But we're copying everyone solid with a very good low noise level. And, Doug, yeah, it sounds like you have a minor problem there for sure. I'm glad it's not painful. And before I forget it, I'll say Happy New Year to everyone we didn't say to before. And not too much more here. Last evening, I guess,
PBS has the music for the New Year's Eve celebration from Vienna. I always like to listen to that every year. Way back, Walter Cronkite used to have that thing. Last night it was, let's see, who was it? It was Julie Andrews, I guess, you know, the famous Sound of Music girl. She sort of was taking care of this thing there since the Walter Cronkite's not around. I think I missed it last year, so I don't know who had it. And of course, many years before that, it was Walter Cronkite's favorite program, I believe, as far as that type of music goes. And he did a good job of that. That's about it here. Copy all singles. Mike, you're coming in real good. Nice hearing you. You've been off here for quite a while, but doing a good job today. In fact, everyone is low noise level. It's about 33 degrees and sunshine out there. I hope it stays that way. That's about it here, so I guess I'll turn it over to you, Larry. As I said, everyone's having a good signal in here. WAFTK and the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net, W3OLV.
Okay, very good, Floyd. WOLV in the group, WA8FTK. Well, sounds like most of us were watching the football games yesterday. I watched all three of them. And I was really shocked with the Oregon and Florida State. I was thinking that, you know, maybe Florida State might do it. But turns out they didn't. They got clobbered 59-20. Oh boy. So it's going to be interesting since Ohio State won. Yeah, which I was very pleased about. And I had my concerns there toward the end of that game because Ohio State, instead of keeping it on the ground, I mean, it was only a minute and 52 seconds left. They could have essentially, run it out. But no, they threw a pass. So Alabama had two timeouts left. They took them, and the next thing you know, Alabama's marching down the field again. Anyway, it's good that Ohio State had gone for two earlier in the game instead of one, because that put them up 7 points. So even if Alabama did score and tie it, it would have been overtime. But we're pleased that Ohio State won. We're an Ohio State fan. We didn't go to Ohio State. But I've always been an Ohio State fan. Football and basketball. They didn't do well. They did pretty good last year in basketball. They didn't make it to the Final Four, but maybe this year will be better. I don't know. Alexis the Cat. He was being his normal self, running around on a living room floor playing with one of his toys. He's got this one toy he really likes. It looks kind of like a mouse, but it's got a tail that's like, maybe 8 inches long. And he likes to grab that thing by the tail and shake it. And I've also got this little pen light. It's a 3-cell light. This little NiCad batteries. And it transmits a red beam and a light. And so what I do, I will hit it so that it uses that red light or laser beam, whatever you want to call it, and I'll flash it around on the floor, and he just goes crazy after it. Jumps on it, sits down in a, you know, hunches down there ready to attack it, and I'm having a lot of fun with him, but I'll tell you, sometimes he's a real terror. I talked to my son. He said, "Well, Sadie was like that when she was a kitten, but she grew out of it." So I'm hoping he'll grow out of his, and Another week or two, I guess we're going to take him up to the vet. We're going to use the same vet that my son used. And have him checked over and get him registered, do when that's due, check up and so forth. I'm going to have to make sure that I vacuum probably at least every other day, or 2 to 3 days, because there'll be a piece of something on the floor, and he's over there. I don't know if he's trying to eat it or what, but he gets into it, and every time I open the door, when I open the refrigerator, he's there like he wants to jump into the refrigerator. Then I guess I would have a cool kitty. Well, anyway, that's enough for the strap. Back to you, Doug. WA3DSP, WA8FTK.
WA8FTK and the Bruce Kelly AWANet, WA3DSP. Oh, I guess you haven't seen the YouTube. They have all these funny animal things on YouTube. Actually, on Facebook is where I see them. And one of them is a cat that actually opens the refrigerator and steals stuff out of it. He gets up on there and is able to open it and pull stuff out. It's a good thing he doesn't do that. That would be a problem. Paul, I want to say 7-3 to you. I know you want to leave, and I think, I'm not sure if Mike's, Mike, are you here for the second round? K1MPC, WA3DSP.
K2TQS.
Doug, go ahead and start it up.
Yeah, okay, and good morning to you, John. I did not copy Mike. What were his comments, Bill?
He didn't have much more to offer, and he just, that's about what he said, not much. So I didn't pick up, maybe somebody else picked up something else. At any rate, back to you, Doug.
Okay, very good. Do we have any other check-ins for the second round for the net this morning, WA3DSB? Okay, well, I'll just make a couple of comments here. I probably don't have too many comments. I know that Jeff said something about the visitors left because of me, but fortunately, we didn't have any visitors. They didn't come, and I was hoping they wouldn't come because I wasn't very good entertainment for them. But we did have visitors on New Year's Eve down here, and that went fine. That was just for the evening, but no overnight visitors, so that worked out. And that would have been the problem because they probably would have slept in the room where I have the rig here, and that would have made it impossible to get on the air. All right, well, we'll start the second round with John, K2TQN, and then we'll put you at the end of the list also so you could have two transmissions, John. And, John, you pass it to Bill, W2DGB, to Tom, WA3KLR. And, Tom, this time you pass it to Bill, WA3YNW, to Jeff, W3JW, to Floyd, W3OLV, and finally to Larry, WA8FTK, and then we'll put John, K2TQN, at the end of the list again. John, pick it up. Happy New Year. K2TQN and the Bruce Kelly AWANet, WA3DSP.
WA3DSP and the group K2TQN. Good morning. I was a little late. I got researching on the computer and lost track of the time. I'm waiting for a contractor to show up. So if I'm not here for the second round, that's because he came. And Doug, I got the biggest kick out of your email yesterday. I thought I was the only one that don't check the calendar. That was funny. That's about all I have this round. Bill, W2DGB in the group, K2TQS. And by the way, Mike said Happy New Year to everybody.
Okay, good, John. I'm glad you filled me in on that. I think he said that in the beginning, too. At any rate, K2TQN in the group, W2DGB, and good morning to you, John, and Happy New Year to you, and to Sherry. Let's see here, what else do we have? A couple of quick comments here. On the, we talked, John, we talked about the various bowl games yesterday, and I was particularly interested in the Ohio State-Alabama game, because I'm an alumnus of Ohio State. And I picked up a term that I had never heard before, the Buckeye Nation. And I had never heard that term before. And I thought at first, well, okay, that must refer to graduates. And I thought, no. Members of this Buckeye Nation are everywhere. And I think it's anyone that's interested and follows the sports programs of Ohio State. So, Larry, that would definitely include you. So both of us are members of the Buckeye Nation and whoever else is a faithful follower of Ohio State. I restrict myself to football. One sport's enough. Anyway, what else do we have? Floyd, you referred to the Vienna music program hosted by Julie Andrews, since Walter Cronkite is no longer available for that. And she did a wonderful job, and she always does. And I think I saw her last year, too. I saw some of this program last night. It was too much competition, unfortunately, but I kept working my way back to it. And I caught the last offering, which was the Radzetsky March, which is a fabulous piece of music, one of my favorites. Andre Rieu likes that one, too. He always closes with that one. And I think he did a better job than the group last night. But at any rate, it's a good program, and I highly recommend it. All right, again, Happy New Year, everyone. We'll see you down the line. And today we're going to spend some time on radio. At least that's my thought. WA3KLR,
no, W2DGB. Okay, Bill, W2DGB and the AWA, and WA3KLR. Well, I wouldn't have recognized that march by name, Bill, but when you mentioned Andre Rieu and March, I think I know which one to be.
I just pulled the...
The December 2014 calendar off the wall here. Disappointed myself by seeing that I had December 25th circled with the note 1936 kilohertz AM net, and I completely missed that this year, at least listening in. And I did not see any postings on the aftermath of that net on the AM forum bulletin board, but. Well, we'll mark up that on the Ham Shack calendar for next year. It's an Ohio tradition, I believe. So we totally missed that. Maybe somebody here can comment on that. And Doug, for the tape recording, I'm running my Kenwood TS-430S number 3. This is the 430 that came from Bill Clayton, K3HIE. And I'm running a D-104 and just barefoot. My halfway dipole is about average 22 feet high. And, let's see here. Happy New Year to K2TQN. And, what else do I have? I guess that's it. I covered all my notes, so we won't hold it any further. With that, over to Bill, WA3YNW,
Real fine, Tom, WA3KRR, and the AWA Breeze coming at WA3YNW. Yes, Andrew Rieu, it's been a while since I've heard him. I used to enjoy his programs when they used to have him on PBS quite a bit. He's a very accomplished violinist and band leader, both, or orchestra leader, I should say. Really enjoyed his music, but they haven't had him on here in a while, so I don't know what's happened. I guess maybe the contract run out or something. I don't know. Yeah, Julie Andrews, I don't know if she's singing anymore now or not, but she was quite an actress and quite a singer in her own right, too. Really enjoyed listening to that. And, of course, the one that really got her popular was the Sound of Music when she did that one, Maria Von Trapp. Okay, John, Happy New Year to you. Thank
turkey for the Christmas card via email. Yeah, it looks just like the jolly Saint Nick sitting there. And with that, I would wish everybody a Happy New Year. I hope 2015 is more prosperous than what we had in the past. And maybe we'll have some peace on Earth where it's over with. Certainly hope so. With that, I'll pass it over to Jeff. 73 everyone. Catch you Monday. W3JW and AWA, Bruce Kelly, next. WA3YNW. Oh, one thing before I do. Doug, one of these days when you're feeling better than I am, too, I want to get with you after the debt and talk about the 590 and the computer hooking things up. I'll explain to you later on. Anyway, over to you, Jeff. WA3YNW.
Okay, Bill. WA3YNW. This is W3JW. And you can make that your New Year's resolution to get the 590 all hooked up and operating with the computer, whether you want to run a digital communications program or just control the operation of the computer, the correction of the transceiver by the computer. That's certainly a good objective.
And let's see, good morning to Mr. John.
A good signal down here from Egg Harbor Township. And a Happy New Year to you. And we were still copying mic a bit. I can tell that the band is beginning to fade off, but that's not unexpected.
But we still were able to copy him marginally here.
Taking a formal piece of traffic would have been a bit of a chore, but probably could have done it.
Anyway, very good morning to all. Glad everybody made it through the new year and the holidays and all that stuff.
I think someone mentioned earlier they were going to take down their Christmas decorations. Well, I'm a leg up on you there.
We got most of them down New Year's Eve afternoon, and the last couple of those things we stuffed away yesterday morning. So we're through with the holidays. 73 is all. Maybe see you on some of the AWA weekend then. Floyd, up to you. And you were loud and clear on your check-in.
I sort of did the same thing myself, Floyd. I had the amplifier connected up, but it was strapped down to a DC power supply, the AL3 bus, to hold the power down for AM operations. And that limits very severely my peak single sideband power. So we were sort of doing the same cockpit era problem enumeration that you were going through up there, but you came through loud and clear. And of course, even louder and clearer with the amplifier. W3OLV in the group, W3JW.
W3JW in the group, W3OLV. You look solid copy that time. Same as first time around. Yeah, Mike Stengel was down the second go around there, but I copied him solid, but he was closer to the noise level on the second go around. And everyone else, no problem whatsoever. Yeah, I like that Vienna New Year's Eve deal. I get a kick out of that when they clap their hands. every year they do that. It's the same old thing, but it's still, I still like it. It amuses me. And well, the whole program is very nice. I guess that's about it. Yeah, Tom, my boy, your Kenwood 430 is booming through here with no linear on. We have the same setup here, the D104 mic and the 430 Kenwood. But it's driving the linear at a lower level. But that sounds good, Barefoot. I'm amazed. You were actually at just about S9. And with no linear, that's one of the stronger signals in the band that with that people that have no linear. So I believe you have a good antenna system. And I think our antennas are oriented in the direction that we favor each other because you always have a good signal here. That's about it here. We'll say 73s and turn it over to you, Larry, and Happy New Year to everyone again. WA8FTK and the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net, W3OLV.
Okay, very good, Floyd. W3OLV in the group, W8FTK. Well, Doug, yeah, YouTube, about the only time I go there is to download these commercials. You know, you see these commercials for Geico and Allstate and... you know, I get a kick out of some of those, so I'll go to YouTube, and they're there, most of them anyway, so I just download them. And I remember one time, there was some commercials, that was the best group of commercials I have ever seen on the Super Bowl. As far as I'm concerned, they have never been able to duplicate it. And some of those commercials were really cute. I mean, they had these pigeons flying after this Nissan. And, that was cute. And then they had the Budweiser frogs. Oh, boy. Those were cute, too. And we got them. We still have the links. I don't know if they're still there or not. But I just never bothered to record them. I probably should have, so I have them. But anyway, you know, download them and then save them. But I didn't. So if they're there, they're there. If they're not, they're not. Yeah, about the cat opening the refrigerator. That's a good one. I'm surprised that didn't make the news. Or if it did, I missed it. There's a local channel here. Every time there's really something that's viral, so to speak, it shows up on the news. But I've already prepared for opening cupboard doors that are, accessible. Cat sitting for my son, I put these locks on there so that you can pull it open, but you can't pull it open all the way. What you gotta do, it's a little plastic lock, and what you do, you open it a little bit, you take your finger, push it down, and then you can open it. And fortunately, he hasn't tried to open any. But like I said, he'll try and get in the refrigerator. If I'm in the kitchen doing something, I'll open the dishwasher, maybe to put some dishes in. He's there ready to jump in the dishwasher. And I tell you, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Jeff, I have a similar problem. Well, mine's just the opposite. In order to drive my amplifier with 25 watts, I got to run the Yaesu at 100. It powers down to 25. And if I don't turn it back to about 45 right after that nest, I get on again on sideband. I'm driving this amplifier with 100 watts. And I can tell it right away because the way the meter on the watt meter, it just bam, 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 you know, slams against the peg, and that's the tip off. So we're trying to take care, but it doesn't always work. Fortunately, I catch it, and I just start talking more softly so that I don't excite it as much until I get a chance to, back it down. But anyway, that's it for me today, and we'll say Happy New Year to everybody, and I wish you all a happy and prosperous New Year, and we're going to renew that resolution to quit smoking. We didn't quite make it, but this year, we will make it. One way or the other. Okay. So up to you, John. KTTQN, WA8FTK.
WA8FTK in the group, K2TQN. Okay. Well, I sure wish I had seen that one football game yesterday. I saw a little bit of it in the news this morning. That must have been pretty exciting right near the end. I couldn't quite follow it because there's some other conversation in the room at the time, but it looked real good. And I wasted my time watching a couple of other shows that I had already seen before yesterday. So anyway, that's next year. So Happy New Year, everybody, and have a good one, and we'll catch you down the log. WA3DFB in the group, K2TQN.
WA3DSP, Kate May. Okay, very good, John. And what John was referring to is I guess I was delirious in my sickness, but I woke up yesterday thinking that yesterday was the net, and I wasn't about to get up for it because I know Jeff. I had told Jeff that if I wasn't there, he would pick it up. So I kind of figured that Jeff picked up the net yesterday. And then I finally realized after talking to John that yesterday was not Friday, it was Thursday. So I was able to get here today, and I feel much better, so that's good. All right, very good. Well, good to hear everybody on here on this first net of 2015. Do we have any final comments from anyone this morning or final check-ins, WA3DSP? Okay, nothing heard, so we'll shut the net down. We've recorded here for just over 50 minutes, and that's probably how long the file will be when I put it out on the internet. If anybody wants to listen to it, you're certainly welcome to. Tune in on Monday when Jeff will W3JW will be net control, same time, 9:30, here on 3837. Everybody have a great weekend. And Happy New Year to everyone. This is WA3DST shutting down the Bruce Kelly AWA net and turning the frequency back to normal amateur use, 7-3 off.
Doug, post that comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
I just wanted to compliment you on recording these nets because if you've been doing it for a number of years, you've got the voices of people who are no longer with us. So my compliments on that. And one of these days I'll tune in and I'll listen to Al talk to you again. And maybe some of the other fellows I do. At any rate, thank you, Doug. WA3DSP, W2DGB.
Yeah, okay, very good, Bill. Yeah, that's why I do it. You know, I've got, I think I have a net with Hoagie and, you know, some of the people that we've lost over the years. I don't do it often enough. One of the reasons is that if I'm up in Pennsylvania and I try to record up there, then I don't record myself. You know, I only record what the receiver hears. But when I'm down here, it makes it easy because the receiver hears me from Cape May, and that works out real well. So glad to be able to do it, and hopefully everyone will benefit from it. 7-3, Happy New Year, Bill, WA3DSP, Cape May.